रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 47 रावण एंड सीता. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Thus addressed by Ravana, all unseemingly, Sita said to herself, "This is a Brahmana and our guest. Though disguised as an ascetic, he may perchance curse me if I reply to him not." She paused a little and said, "Sir, I am the daughter of Janaka, the king of the Videhas, and Sita they call me. I am the wife of Rama, the firstborn of Dasharatha, the king of the Kosalas. 12 happy years did I spend in the house of the Ikshvaku monarchs in the enjoyment of everything that my heart could ever desire. The next year, Dasharatha took counsel with his ministers and resolved to crown Rama as a prince regent. When the preparations were afoot for the coronation, Kaikeyi, one of the queens, managed that the king should swear upon his stored merit that he would grant her the boons she might ask. There were 2 of them. My husband should spend 14 years in exile, and her son, Bharata, should sit upon the throne. Know, O righteous king," said she, "I put away from me food and sleep. My death lies at your door if you dare to crown Rama. He was bound to her by strong ties of favors done him in the past. Of a sensitive and finely balanced nature, he sought to dissuade her by reason, argument, presents, gifts, prayers, entreaties, and every method known to him. But she heeded him not. Now my husband was in the prime of youth and fitted in every way to drink deep of the golden cup of life and its joys. He was endowed with every noble perfection of an emperor, so it was all unjust to consign him to a living death in the forests of matchless splendor. He was 25 when he began the exile, and I was 18. Rama is famed in all the worlds for his purity of heart, straightness of speech, and superhuman excellences. With large star-like eyes, long stout arms that reach below his knees like elephant's trunks, the welfare of all beings is ever nearest his heart. His father Dasharatha, albeit of matchless glory, was enslaved by his lust he bore to Kaikeyi and would not say her nay, so Rama was not to be crowned. My husband was sent for by his father to be advised upon his new functions, as he thought. Kaikeyi had the heart and audacity to say, 'Rama, I speak to you by your father's request. When you are to hand over this kingdom to my Bharata, safe and sound, and abide in the forest for 14 years. Do this, or brand your father with the black sin of falsehood.' Now Rama is never known to go back upon his word. He ever gives but never takes from others. Ever straight of speech, his lips have never been soiled with an untruth. And this is a life to which he has dedicated himself. Sumitra, the second queen of Dasharatha, is a mother of Prince Lakshmana. A matchless hero, he is a terror of his foes and the faithful shadow of Rama. We have come down to these forests in obedience to the commands of the king. The princes abide here, garbed like hermits, with restrained senses and heart centered on dharma, but armed to the teeth. We have turned our backs upon the kingdom thanks to the attentions of Kaikeyi and our safety in this perilous woods. This hermitage is pure and holy, and you may rest here a while. My husband will be here very soon with such fare as the forest affords. I would like to know, in truth, your name, family, and clan. What makes you roam all alone through these woods?" Ravana rejoiced to find a chance offered to him to descant upon his lineage and exploits, and said, "Sita, I am the lord of the Rakshasas, the famous ruler of Lanka, the holy terror of all the worlds and the beings therein. Ravana am I named. From the moment I set my eyes upon you in your garment of white silk, that is a poor fall for a complexion of fine molten gold. My heart turns away from my wives in disgust. Countless are the ladies, the best of their class, whom I have carried away from the worlds above and below, and I entreat you to be their queen and mistress. Lanka, my capital, is cunningly erected by Maya on Mount Trikuta. Your day shall pass in a dream of bliss along with me on the hill slopes, in the forests and gardens. Hateful and repulsive will seem to you the life you're leading right now. Be my wife and 5,000 women will wait upon you, young, beautiful, and flashing with gold and gems. Sita was mad with rage at these unholy words. She cast a glance of withering contempt upon the sinful wretch and cried, "Monster of wickedness, whom did you take me for that you rave so? My lord and husband is impregnable as Mount Meru, unapproachable as the deep ocean, of matchless valor like Mahendra, and I strive to practice the dharma that he himself has set to. He is crowned with every noble perfection. Like a wide-spreading banyan, he deserves to be the refuge of all beings. Ever loyal to truth, his nobility of heart is something inconceivable, and I humbly follow in his footsteps. With long and powerful arms, a deep, spacious chest, a gait like that of a maddened lion, he is a lion among men. He is endowed with the strength, courage, and daring of a lion. And his face is as charming as a full-orbed moon. Of stern self-control, his fame illuminates the worlds, and him do I humbly seek to imitate. How dare you raise your eyes to me, even as a jackal set his heart upon a lordly lioness? Would you separate the sun from his glory and splendor? Even so, would you carry me away from the side of Rama? The hour of your death strikes, and you see before your glazed eyes trees of gold, else your heart would never desire me, the beloved wife of Rama. Would you thrust your arm into the cavernous mouth of a hungry lion to break its teeth? Would you place your fingers between the jaws of the serpent of doom to extract its deadly fangs? Would you seek to play at ball with Mount Mandara? Would you try to live a healthy life upon the diet of Kalakuta, the poison that was drunk by Lord Shiva? Would you scratch your eyes with sharp needles or lick the keen blade of a sword? Would you swim across the boundless ocean with a huge rock tied around your neck? Would you snatch at the sun and the moon or enfold the blazing fire in your garments? Would you walk on the sharp prongs of tridents? Else you would never dare to dream of me, the pure and unsullied and beloved wife of Lord Rama. Rama is a lion, you are a base jackal. The fathomless ocean is Rama, the dirty rill are you. A sweet and priceless beverage is Rama, the foul-smelling vinegar are you. Molten gold of 1,008 carats is Rama. Base, dull, lead are you. A delicious sandal paste is Rama. Slimy, filthy mire you are. An elephant in rut is Rama. A puny cat you are. The monarch of all birds, Garuda, is Rama. A thieving crow you are. A peacock of dazzlingly beautiful feathers is Rama. An ugly waterfowl you are. A lordly swan is Rama, a bald, repulsive vulture you are. What a world of difference between you and him. As well might a gnat swallow a large diamond and hope to digest it. Granted you carry me away, could you keep me safe while the mighty bow of Rama extends over me the shadow of its protection? You but invite your death in my guise. Boldly did she rebuke Ravana, the pure and gentle Janaki. Yet she trembled like a plantain in gale through the fear she strove to conceal. It did not escape the keen eyes of Ravana. She is mine if I frighten her enough. And a sinful wretch, strong and powerful as death, began to hold forth upon his birth, strength, fame, and terrible exploits. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhumaya Mangalam.